Call the Gage County Board of Supervisors to order for Wednesday, October 7th, 2020, at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens Hill, Tiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held September 23rd, 2020. Approve all claims through October 7th, 2020 in the amount of $752,671.07, which there is a slight correction from the printed agenda. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve letters for 1 year extension to EMS agreement and authorizing chairman to sign letters.
That makes sense.
We just approved.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. Okay. Because I signed those wrong twice. That's right. Okay. Approved district court summary fee report and register of deeds fee report for the month of September 2020. Approved utility permit number 1165 to Norris Public Power District. They will be boring an electric utility crossing 5 foot below the bottom of the ditch under county road for 66 feet for a 480 volt electric line encased in a 3-inch core flex pipe to provide service located approximately 2,605 feet east of the northeast corner of Section 11, Township 6 North, Range 6 East, Highland Township. Approve utility permit number 1166 to Norris Public Power District. They will be boring an electric utility crossing 5 foot below the bottom of the ditch under County Road for 66 feet for a 7.2 kV electric line encased in a 3-inch core flex pipe to provide service located approximately 1,472 feet west of the northwest quarter section 8 and southwest quarter section 3, Township 8 North, Range 7 East, Rockford Township. Approved declaring phones from previous phone system as surplus and advertising on Purple Wave. I would ask for a motion to approve or any items to be discussed to be pulled off.
What was that figure again for the claims?
Total claims $752,671.07 through October 7th.
No, it's just a typo on the insurance claim. Wrong figure.
I'd move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Dorn to approve consent agenda as presented. Any discussion? Starting to get nervous there for a little bit. Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. First on the regular agenda is comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Anyone may comment on any matter that is not on the agenda. However, no board action will be taken until the following board meeting unless the board declares it as an emergency. Any public comment? Well, welcome to all of you still. Committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights.
Dave.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just had a few things. It's that time of year again where we have the snow removal bids on the agenda at 9:15. I'll be back for that. And time to start thinking about the winter lights again. So we'll be testing the lights coming up here pretty soon. I did talk about the sprinkler system at both the courthouse and sheriff's office. Both those could use a serious update. The heads just don't stay adjusted very well anymore, so I'm going to get some bids on replacing the heads.
And Dave told me I've got to drive over to see the winter lights. I can't walk, so I won't fall down.
Right. Purple Wave came down, and the county has two radio tower antenna towers, one in Wymore and one in Adams, that we will be taking bids on. The assessor's old Chevy S10 truck will be on it, and the Toshiba phone system that we used to have in the courthouse will be on it. I'm already starting to get some calls on the towers already. So the retaining wall, Ed, you asked about that. I'm trying to line up a time with the city and Envision to kind of work on that together. I'm hoping that they can just close 6th Street, and the city needs to tear out the old approach to the alley north of the detention center and replace that sidewalk. And I'm hoping Envision can come right behind that and put their wall in. I know Alex Eckhoff talked about doing the retaining walls. He thought it would take 2 evenings. He was going to try and do it more towards the evening time, he said. So, and other than that, I think that's all we have going on. So I hope I'll try and get a hold of the city again and see if we can kind of get a time frame where we can get that going while the weather's nice.
Is the city getting right back to you?
They have not yet, no.
I'm going to talk to them. I think John and I are going late morning yet, so we'll see if we can spur that a little bit.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. I'll be back at 9:15 for the snow removal.
We'll be here.
I'll talk to you later.
Equalization.
Nothing.
Finance and insurance.
Large ticket items. City Beatrice. Probation utilities. Quarterly MS service fee, $47,297.73. Keating, O'Gara, Nedved, and Peter. Attorney fees, insurance for the Beatrice 6 case, $251,701.26. Sunset law enforcement supplies, $12,042.67. Road department, Beatrice sand and gravel. Rock sand and gravel, $41,115.89. Contact Engineer Solutions, LLC, Culverts, $22,993.77.
Thank you, Mr. Juergens. Human Resources, Employee Relations.
We had a closed session on an employee matter.
And another one today later.
Yep.
Law Enforcement, Emergency Management.
Here she is. She's out there.
Morning, Lisa.
Just a quick update. I had updated the committee members on COVID and so forth. Just take special note that now Public Health Solutions has a risk dial specific for Gage County, so it takes in effect all of our county statistics instead of averaging in the other 4 counties. So we met the height, or just a little bit of a point on the orange side of the risk dial. And so a lot of that had to do with, we had a high number of statistics come in the last 14 days with our 96 cases. But now that historical risk dial should start to file down just a little bit as we gather historical data and it goes into the formula. So everybody's hoping for that. John, I don't know if you want to add anything on that. You serve also on the board, so.
Yes. No, I think you've covered it. And
okay. I think the biggest thing right now is that it's just a constant reminder, you know, that we have a lot of critical infrastructure, you know, going on with our essential workers. And I believe every person is an essential worker. Honestly, there's not one person keyed in, but schools right now are operating as always. They're following their standard operation plans. Most of them have, you know, geared to explore the next level as their statistics come in too. So on the zoning side, I'll stick around for the any conversation on the moratorium coming up. It is specific to wind. So not solar, as some conversation has alluded to. Permits continue to come in. We're still seeing those individuals that had originally planned a project for this fall maybe tweaking that a little bit just because availability of product, metal, lumber, or either the pricing, you know, has been significantly higher because of a loss of product. So that's all I really have.
Thank you, Lisa.
We haven't had any more mandates as far as the masks are concerned that we should have, but we haven't.
There is, locally, there's no mandate here in our county. It's left to everyone's discretion what they feel is best, you know, for them. So that's where we're at.
Have you heard any talk about the school going to, I was just at a football game last night, and there was talk about virtual learning again. I think there's the fear with parents that they're going to take another step. You're thinking the dial will start going down potentially?
We'll know this Friday. So this Friday will be an indicator how those test results are coming in. Test results right now are taking up to 5 days. You know, things that were originally only taking 24 to 48 hours are taking longer just because of the availability of the products on the rapid test and then just because of the number of people that are now testing. So, too. But.
If the risk dial goes down, it'll probably be temporary. I mean, there's every reason to expect it's going to get worse as the weather gets colder.
I saw if you're under the age of 70, your chance of mortality is under 1%.
No, that's not right.
Even less than 1%, anywhere from 0.1%
maybe to 1%. Maybe if you're under 60.
If you're under 70. And then over 70, it was between 4 and 5%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's still relatively low risk. Suppose people just need to be careful and keep doing what they're doing. Keep it in mind.
It's individual choice, I guess. So thank you.
This is the main thing, letting people know they need to be careful. They need to be cautious. And you see a lot of people through this that haven't even tried to put their mask on or help anyone else. They've been very dangerous.
And a lot of times as something drags on, you become complacent, and that's where problems happen. Yeah. So. Just try to be conscious of what's going on. Carla was here also with the Southeast Nebraska 911 to kind of give us an update what's going on. She talked about the Southeast 911 here in town being trained in EMS. I'm trying to remember what it was called. EMS dispatch, so they could talk people through emergencies, even talk them through CPR, things like that. They're actually trained to do that. She said most people, most places are not trained throughout the state. And this center, this call center is averaging around 120 calls for service per day, give or take, she said. We talked a little bit more about 911, but we'll continue that. Road and Bridge, Mr. Hill.
Yes, Pavers has finished with the asphalt project for this year. Our asphalt crew is placing millings along the Pickerel Blacktop. They've basically done that. They're doing that on the Honesdale Road now. They're going to be patching on the PWF and O'Dell Blacktop. The bridge crew has done some bridge inspections, patched a bridge deck on the Holmesville Road. The dirt crew has been shouldering Pickerel East and moving equipment. And the grading crew is placing two culverts to replace a bridge. The 89th road to Pickerel East from 89th to the Philly Adams Road will have a box culvert placed next year, so there's a place where there's a just a skim coat of asphalt that will be raised a little bit and then redone. We had a discussion on replacing a crew member. Had a long discussion on that.
Thank you, John. They are here? All right, well, we may as well introduce them in, yeah. The Esau family. Hmm. Jane, if you want to come up. We'll take this time for a presentation for a plaque to Jane Esau for the multiple years of service here to the county. Mr. Byers has a plaque for you. We were talking about that. We thought 43 years, but actually 44 years of service to the county. That's a lot of years, a lot of people touched, a lot of families, a lot of lives. Feel free to give us a quick recap of
tell you I started when I was 12. Oh, Mr. Byers.
Well, I was waiting for Maxton to be here to help you.
I know, he's at school.
Oh, doggone it. Anyway, Maxton's one of her grandkids.
His neighbor.
Anyway,
you like him more than me, don't you?
No, you and I go back to 76, so we go back together. But anyway, congratulations. Oh. We're so proud of you, and good luck in your retirement. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
And you're welcome to walk in on my block in the neighborhood. It's okay. God bless you.
That's very nice. Thank you. I'll just say a couple things because it's been like my fan club here, bless your hearts, are just the best. And it's people that have made all this difference. It's just amazing. And you guys, too, it's been good to work here. We've been in the courthouse. We've been in the Steinmeier and then out in the extension office, which we always appreciated. Not being in the courthouse, not that you're all not good. But anyway, so it's been really, really good to make an impact and to make a difference and to be a part of the community and the state and all the difference. The kids are just phenomenal and all the success that they have. So that's been really good. So just so that you know, I've been working. When I met with Dave, Doug was gone that day, at the radio for kind of the exit interview, I had some numbers, and I said, favorite radio station, there's only one, KWBE. favorite DJs, Doug and Dave, two. 44 years, 12 months times 20 days per month, 10,560 days. Three extension buildings. If we averaged 500 for each members per year, which we would have been higher and we would have been lower some, times 44 is 22,000 kids. 15 as an average kids per year. Had been in for 10 years. We recognize our 10-year membership. So that's an equal of 660 kids. Pretty big accomplishment these days when nobody stays. I mean, there's a lot of things kids can be in. All good. National 4-H Congress is kind of the pinnacle of 4-H. And in these years, which have been numerous, 91 Gage County 4-H kids have gotten their trip to National 4-H Congress, which is phenomenal. And that doesn't say as much about me as it does about the exceptional families who work hard with their kids. And some of your kids have been there, too. So that's awesome. So 91 kids. So Gage County has an incredible reputation for the work that they do. We provide the opportunities, but the work that they do to win that trip. So that's an amazing thing. If we average 200 adults per year times 44, 8,800 volunteers. Character counts, I always go round and round with Dave at the station, six pillars. He never can name them all, but there's six. And I just picked on one thing, the Broiler Project. Kids have taken that all the years. Paul and I worked on that, started actually before that. And they've really become entrepreneurs because people would purchase these to have fresh meat on their tables. So I averaged 1,000 birds per year times 44, 44,000 birds, lots of wings and gizzards.
Wow.
44 fairs, which we won't even go into because that's been phenomenal. We have a really good reputation, and part of the fair board's behind me, and we have just been really proud to network with them so strongly. That's not equaled, I don't know, maybe anywhere in the state. So 44 fairs and then just friends through all the years, and working with people and networking is just pretty priceless. So I don't have a number on that one, but... So thank you all very much and appreciate it. And
I just want to say every year for 44 years I've gone to the county fair, and the 4-H clubs have been absolutely fantastic. And it's because of this wonderful leadership that we've had in you, Jane. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I listened to your last interview there, and like we Doug and I talked as well, we said you've become – you know, an institution. You're synonymous with Gage County 4-H. When people think of one, they think of both of you because Well, I mean, you've extended beyond my lifespan.
Oh, Eric, please.
And I'm going to tell Max and
Bill
sure to tell you.
You're older than me, Dennis. You're older than me.
That's fantastic, though, that kind of commitment, though. But that draws that in with the kids, too. So I'd ask all of you to please give a round of applause and telling Jane, thank you.
Appreciated. I thought maybe this would rank with somewhere in the top 10 of your employees for length of service. Nobody stays anywhere very long, but I had to wonder where your tenures are with your...
I think you're probably one of the top. I think we have one still employed upstairs that has
one
been
still.
Here in the 40 yeah. years, so yeah.
So. Incredible achievement, though, but yeah,
thank
like
you.
Senator Byer said, enjoy your retirement. You're not going to know what to do. I'm sure
yesterday
you'll find
felt like
stuff,
Saturday.
But yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks, you for the plug. Appreciate that.
Sheriff showed up.
Yeah, maybe Claus has got something for law enforcement.
Let me ask if he's got anything. Chief Deputy, I thought I saw Doug out there.
Yep.
Do you have anything for us, Chief? I didn't know if you were out there just keeping an eye on things or if you had anything for law enforcement. Or
I think we really have a whole lot right now. No updates after. We probably need to have a conversation at some point.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I saw you milling around in the hallway. We thought we'd check and make sure.
Do my due diligence in the absence of the sheriff.
Well, thank you. And how long has the sheriff been gone?
I'm not real sure.
for just a few days. He's in training right now, and I just
right.
got back from Grand Island from firearms research yesterday, so I haven't had a chance to get caught up on too much this morning yet, so I thought I'd slip over here and see what's going on.
Well, thanks for stopping.
You bet. Absolutely.
See you later, Chief.
Have a great day.
We've got a timed event at 9:15. It's 9:07. We'll begin with this. I don't know if it'll take much time or not. Well, let's just bite into this and see where we go. Discuss and approve or disapprove extending the date on the resolution 20-15 for the moratorium on wind and solar applications. We have a couple copies of those up here. Did I leave both of those on that side, John?
I don't have one.
Or did I carry him over here with me? Lisa brought a...
This one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there two of them there?
Nope.
Maybe I put the... Do you guys have the other copy?
Mm-hmm. That's it, right there, Denny.
If you want to review those at all.
What was the...
Moratorium comes to an end October 15th, if I remember right. It is on wind only, not on solar. And committee meetings, we talked about extending that for some period of time until P&Z has time to look at it. P&Z was unable to meet at their regularly scheduled meeting because of harvest. So that was the discussion, extend that so that they have time to look at it and see if they're going to make any, or if they anticipate making any changes still. I talked to Mr. Bauman. He thought him and Mr. Lytle are unable to come today, but they both, Mr. Bauman thought extended out. Mr. Lytle didn't know if it mattered, so he didn't really say one way or another. So
everything I've heard from the people in the area is to extend the moratorium. I don't know if we have anyone here who wants to speak to
you. For the solar? Included, or is this strictly wind?
This is strictly wind as written. Mr. Juergens?
What length of period were you talking about?
Length wasn't discussed. I think Mr. Bauman said maybe 6 months. I've heard 3 months. The idea is to give planning and zoning a chance to look at anything else that they would want to discuss or go over, not to ban wind, but to give them time to look at other potential changes. I think there was a list of several things we asked them to look at two weeks ago. So we would have to, if we are going to extend it, we'd have to come up with a date so there's a set period of time. If we're not going to, it'll expire on the 15th. Any other thoughts? Or?
Well, if we are going to extend it, it'll probably need to be longer than 3 months. I mean, you know, right now basically everybody on planning and zoning is into harvest, and they'll be that for another month or so, and then who knows how quickly you can have a public hearing. And
what date should we extend it to, John?
Or Lisa, do you have anything you want to add on this?
Within the wind regulations, you have single wind wind systems and also commercial wind systems. So I have no applications on hand for either single or commercial systems, or no calls, you know, specific to singular either. The only thing, if someone is looking for placing a single energy system up, those are separate guidelines compared to what the commercial systems are. So as far as a timeline, this will take some time, you know, to review. I know there's a lot of things, you know, specific to villages, you know, that we need to go back and tweak. However, there's a lot of things that came out of the, you know, hearing process that things that people want us to look at, setbacks from property lines, things of that nature. It's not just about wind, studying wind. It's the consistency within all the regulations of how you tweak one industry compared to livestock production or junkyards or anything, you know, the placements of specific areas, you know, too. The demographics of Gage County, you asked us to study that. You know, that will take some time, you know, and we can do a fairly easy fix. I shouldn't say easy, but, you know, first one would be to address the subdivisions and the villages so that they're consistent with the setbacks to the 1 mile that's been placed. That would be our first starting point. But if you're asking for us to review all the full list at one time, that's going to take some considerable amount.
Is there a minimum amount of time that you would like to see?
No, not unless we're going to just leave single wind energy systems out of it, you know, so that it doesn't detour away from a, you know, single producer that is wanting to put up a wind turbine. And that's usually a height restriction of 135 feet, you know, so, and it has its own set of setbacks.
I would think we should have a recommendation from your committee on what we should do on this.
So the single, and it's also it's in the regs that it's less than 135 feet is max.
That is correct, and 100 kilowatts in this particular case. So most of that production is used for that particular, you know, placement. There are subdivisions in the past that have looked at placing a turbine, you know, to generate for a specific subdivision. You know, again, that's contingent upon the 135 feet and 1.1 times the height, you know, with different setback restrictions.
Would you suggest if it is extended, to extend it for commercial wind and not for single tower projects?
I think we need time to review, just, you know, have a little time between the two and have the commission be able to meet and look at that comparison. And then maybe perhaps, you know, we could lift it off of single energy systems. If we saw the opportunity there.
Would 6 months give you enough time?
I sure hope so. you know, as far as looking at the county-wide statistics, as far as demographically placing certain things within, you know, northern versus southern versus west versus east, that's going to take a lot of, you know, study and, you know, public input. I don't look for that to be done in 6 months by any means.
Mr. Jerkins?
I'd like to make a motion to extend the moratorium for 6 months.
Second.
Third.
We have a motion by Mr. Jerkins to extend the time on Resolution 20-15, which was a moratorium on wind applications, for 6 months.
I've got a question here. I know we had one permit for a single unit, and I don't know if that ever got installed or not.
Yes, it's been in operation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do we want this motion to exclude that?
Exclude the one that was put in, you mean?
Well, no.
I would just soon leave it to include the smaller ones because a 6 month, unless, I mean, it would take 6 months to be able to act on it even. I mean, that probably isn't important, that single one, to me, I guess, as what multiple ones would be. So I would leave them all together as one group.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? We'll consider 6 months, April 15th. I would ask you to vote. 5 in favor. Thanks. Motion carries. Thanks, Lisa.
Yep.
We have a timed event at 9:15. I'd ask for a motion to, I guess, do we need to close the bids first?
Oh, I messed that up, didn't I? Yeah, close them.
I'd ask for a motion to close bidding for the snow removal bids at 9:16 on the clock.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. Motion carries. Let's give him the. Oh yeah, let's give him the Denny and Betty.
You guys, there's only one.
Hope so. I didn't do it.
Just one bid.
Dave's here, okay.
His name. Thank you. He's back to be a doctor.
Must be a doctor or something.
It must be a great bed with them laughing.
Description of the services are the North parking lot, the North Rock parking lot, Sheriff's garage lots, East Sheriff driveway, East parking lot, Courthouse East diagonal parking, Courthouse driveway, lot at former bus stop property locations. Veteran office driveway to be done with snowblower or in a way where no snow is piled around the front. Lump sum dollar proposal for that 6 inch of snow is $675. Lump sum dollar proposal for more than 6 inches is $975. Spreading ice, mountain gravel, and parking lot areas, if needed, will not provide ice melt, sand, without plowing, $150 per ton. Sidewalks is lump sum dollar proposal for less than 6 inches of snow, $650. Lump sum dollar proposal for more than 6 inches is $897. And that is from Beatrice Lawn and Care here in Beatrice.
Dave, do you want to take a look at that?
Yeah, I have last year's bid.
And there is a little bit of an increase. It looks like $50 per amount on whether it's 6 inches, more than 6 inches, or less than 6 inches. And same way with sidewalks, it was a $50 increase. So all in all, Beatrice Lawn Care has done a good job in the past and has never let me down. So last year we didn't hardly need any service. A year before we needed them about every weekend, it seemed like. So.
And in disclosure, that's one of my companies. So I, like I said, I told Eddie I didn't fill that out, but it's probably why you couldn't read it.
Do you feel this bid's appropriate?
I do.
Do you want to award this, or do you want a time to review it? Or
I would like to award it. It's pretty much the same every year. We don't have any new additions or anything to it, so I think we could move forward with this.
With that, I would ask for a motion to award the bid to Beatrice Lawn Care for the amounts as read by Eddie and turned in on the bid.
I would move to accept.
Second.
Or approve, whichever you want to use.
I'll put accept and approve. Motion by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 4 in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks,
hopefully
Dave.
We won't need it too much.
True.
Yeah.
Captain, I need Dave.
Approve or disapprove agreement between Gage County, Nebraska, and the Beatrice Humane Society for the purpose of kenneling captured and stray animals from the county. The term of the agreement is July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2021.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens. Second by Hill. Have you reviewed this agreement, Roger?
Same as we've had in the past.
Nothing changes.
Nope. Just the amount of usage of year to year. They take a risk on that.
Oh, Mr.
What is the dollar amount?
$17,000. It says, county shall pay the contractor $17,000 for the term of this agreement, payable on a quarterly basis, with payments payable August, November, February, May of each of the contract years.
That's the same amount as what was last year, and I think the year before.
I think that's right.
I think the last two or three budgets, it's been about the same amount.
How many animals does that involve?
That's a question I would have. I have no idea.
Basically, it's any time we need their services. If you recall, we had a case where we had over 100 animals. They were instrumental in helping either keep them or place them at other humane societies. So that was a huge year. Other than that, Chief Deputy Klaus would have a better idea. I just know it's one of those things. They pick up the phone and make arrangements, and they're there to help out the law enforcement people.
I think they've done a wonderful job. I think they've been very cooperative and have not tried to take advantage of us. They just have done what needed to be done.
Any additional discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor. The motion carries. Approve or disapprove receiving payment from Dairyland Insurance Company for damages to the retaining wall in the amount of $1,275. This was a check that I believe Roger received. It's just damages to the wall when that car hit it.
Just because it's not $6 million, I don't want you guys to take this seriously. This was a lot of negotiation on this thing. So.
Was it really?
No.
I was just going to say, I thought this would be
You kind of look down on this thing because I didn't bring you $6 million. You know, come on.
That would have been great, Roger.
For a retaining wall? I'd be going somewhere. I'd probably be going to the detention center.
I would ask for a motion, please.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Dorn to receive this check for insurance to that damage to the wall. Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries.
I should add, Davey was really helpful in that. He had pictures.
and went out and got an estimate, and the only thing, they nicked us a little bit on the material costs. And the material, I mean, nobody knows how long that'd been there, so.
That was a joyriding young lady that wasn't supposed to be out joyriding.
I'll tell you what, we may not have had a carnival this year, but she got a ride.
Wow.
I have no idea how she flipped that car making that corner.
I got pictures within the hour of that car sitting the wrong ways right there. And she took off on foot through the back window.
She's scared.
Approve or disapprove resolution to close the road bond fund 2013 and direct county treasurer to transfer all monies in road bond fund 2013 as of October 7th, 2020 to the general fund and all future collections for the road bond fund 2013. That will be our road bond that the board put in place by vote of the people in 2013 for all that additional mill and overlay. It was supposed to be paid off in 2023. It was a 10-year road bond, and that is going to be closed out and done 3 years early. So that was a nice lessening, I guess, of taxes. That'll take 3 mills off of everyone's mill levy right off the bat because it was outside of the county's bonding authority, or not bonding authority, taxing authority.
This is a very positive thing
very
for
positive.
Our county.
I'll move to approve it, but I got a question.
Resolution 20-28.
Motion by Hill.
Second.
Second by Byers. Mr. Hill.
And my question is, it says all future collections to the general fund. Basically, that's all been, that would just be any unpaid taxes
right,
that are remaining at this time.
Money, there's still money that's going to be coming in
yeah.
when those taxes are paid, so that's where it'll go.
Yeah. Okay.
So it doesn't go on. That will stop and come off of the books.
Yep.
This is just as people
and the payment
has
been made to the bond company, so we are so that fund can
That's
be
good.
Closed out.
Any other discussion? It's nice to see people always worry once there's a tax, it never goes away. That was a vote of the people. It's there for a project, and now it's gone. Please vote. 5 in favor to approve resolution 20-28. Motion carries. Anything else for open session from the board? Seeing none, we'll go into closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual for
I don't know how.
Personnel discussion. No formal action will be taken. At 9:27 on the clock. Could I have a motion to go into closed session? Thanks, Roger. At 9:27.
So move.
Second.
Move by Juergens, second by Hill. Vote. 5 in favor. 4 in favor. We're in closed session.
Okay, are you
all right.
coming out?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Did these people donate this, or did you buy all these?
Those were donated. Motion to come out of closed session at 10:19 on the clock.
You don't have a beef?
Yeah.
Any motion?
Thanks, Caleb.
Oh,
take care.
I didn't ask him yet.
Oh, hold on. We need a was. Eddie, we need a motion to come out of closed session. Oh, you did? Darn.
I made the motion.
We have a second?
I can't do both.
Second.
Second by Byers to come out of closed session at 10:19 on the clock. Please vote. 4 in favor. We're in open session. Anything else? We are adjourned at 10:20 on the clock.